Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's December and we're entering holiday season, so I thought it's time to start talking about movies involving religion. So this week I'm looking at three new movies with Catholic, that's a small C Catholic, themes. There's an adolescent boy in 1980s Naples who witnesses the hand of God, a lesbian nun in Renaissance Tuscany who is in love with God, and another nun in the U.S. who may be possessed by the devil. Benedetta, co-written and directed by Paul Verhoeven. It's the 1600s in Tuscany, Italy. Benedetta, played by Virginie Efira, is a beautiful young nun with blonde hair and a quick wit. She was placed in a small town convent as a young girl paid for by a rich dowry her parents gave the abbess, played by Charlotte Rampling. Now, Benedetta is married to God, both metaphorically and literally in her mind. She goes through vivid spells where she has sex with a violent Jesus after he slays all her attackers with a sword. She also has a streak of cruelty ever since she was told that suffering by oneself and others brings one closer to God. The cynical abbess thinks Benedetta's trances are just an elaborate hoax. But everything changes when Bartolomea, played by Daphne Patakia, a gorgeous young novice, arrives at their doorstep. She's illiterate and the victim of horrific abuses from her father and brothers, all shepherds. Benedetta takes her under her wing, nurtures her, and schools her in divinity, reading, and math. In exchange, Bartolomea sleeps with her, awakening hidden desires. Could this be love? Benedetta says she's having chaste spiritual sex with Jesus himself, not carnal passion with the young novice. And her spontaneous stigmata, that's bleeding that appears in the hands and feet and body, like Jesus on the cross, the stigmata attracts pilgrims and followers from far and wide seeking advice and cures. But when she's caught using a wooden statue of the Virgin Mary as a sex toy, well, things take a turn for the worse. A cruel nuncio, played by Lambert Wilson, arrives from plague-ridden Florence for an inquisition. Will he manage to wring a confession from the two women? Or will Benedetta's spiritual powers protect her from being burned at the stake? Benedetta, which is based on actual historical records, this actually happened, is a bittersweet and passionate look at the life and love of a lesbian nun in northern Italy in the Renaissance. It's sexually explicit with lots of matter-of-fact nudity throughout the film, as well as some horrific violence. Keep in mind, of course, this is a movie by the great Paul Verhoeven. So what do you expect? He knows how to keep bums in seats. These are his trademark, sex and violence in all his movies. This is also a visually stunning film with sumptuous views of sunlit cathedrals, long flowing costumes, diaphanous bed curtains, and beautiful faces and bodies. Never has a convent looked so erotic. But it's also a fascinating look at faith in the face of cynical religious practices. Benedetta is a beautiful and shocking film. Agnes, written and directed by Mickey Reese. Sister Agnes, played by Hayley McFarland, is a young nun in a convent whose birthday celebration turns into a disaster. Now she's tied to her bed, foaming at the mouth and speaking in strange otherworldly voices. What is going on? Enter Father Donahue, played by Ben Hall. He's a grizzled priest with a shady past, but also many successful exorcisms under his belt. And he takes a newbie with him, the devout Benjamin, played by Jake Horowitz, a divinity student who is yet to take his vows. Father Donahue doesn't believe that they're actually possessed, just that they think they are. And only the elaborate song and dance of an exorcism will allow them to give it up. At the convent, Mother Superior, played by Mary Buss, a stickler for rules, is much less enthusiastic. She's not comfortable with men under her roof, especially a young one without a priest's collar. But she allows it to proceed. And the routine exorcism takes an unexpected turn. The story picks up later with Sister Agnes's friend, Sister Mary, played by Molly C. Quinn. She left the convent after the incident. Now, she works at two jobs, a convenience store and a laundromat, and is trying to live a normal life. But she doesn't know what to do or how to act. Can she keep the faith? Matters aren't helped when she meets a cynical stand-up comic at a local dive bar, played by Sean Gunn. Can he teach her what she needs to know? Agnes is a look at faith and self-doubt within the church. It starts as a genre pick, a conventional low-budget horror movie, but it ends up as a much deeper and darker melodrama propelled by scary undertones. It's called Agnes, but it's actually in two acts, the second one mainly about Mary, Sister Mary. It's unpredictable and uncomfortable and sometimes a bit bloody. This may be the first Mickey Reese film I've ever watched, but I can see why this indie filmmaker has such an avid following. The film is an interesting mix of experimental film and conventional, even kitschy horror, comparable to more famous avant-garde filmmakers like Ben Wheatley and Peter Strickland. It's not for everyone, but I enjoyed this, and I think I want to see some more Mickey Reese. Hand of God, directed by Paolo Sorrentino. It's 1984. Fabietto, played by Filippo Scotti, is a young man at Don Bosco High School in Naples, Italy. He's precocious and well-read, constantly quoting classic verse and prose, but has neither friends nor sexual experience. He gets most of his advice from his big brother, who shares a room with him, and his parents. Dad, played by Tony Servillo, is a self-declared communist, while his mom, played by Teresa Saponangelo, is an inveterate practical joker. Then there are all the oddball neighbors in their apartment building, including a former countess, and his even stranger family members, who he sees every so often. But foremost in Fabio's eyes is his aunt Patrizia, played by Luisa Ranieri. She suffers from delusions which end up with her innocently exposing her flawless naked body at unusual times and places, which provide the much-needed fodder for sexually starved Fabio's fantasies. It's also the year when, rumor has it, the internationally famous soccer star Maradona may start playing for the local team, an obsession of most of his family. Third on Fabio's list, after sex and football, are the movies. Fellini is casting extras in Naples, he goes to the audition, while another up-and-coming director is shooting his latest film, Downtown. That director happens to also be dating the very actress Fabio is dying to meet. Will he ever fulfill any of his wishes and desires? And how will this pivotal year affect the rest of his life? Okay, Hand of God, the title refers to the legendary goal scored by Maradona, is a coming-of-age story based on the filmmaker's own recollections. It seems strangely like the straight version of the popular other Italian movie, Call Me By Your Name. It's set in the 80s. It's also about a precocious adolescent's first sexual experiences. It's situated within a quirky but loving family. And there's lots of 80s music, fashion, and hairstyles to look at. Filippo Scotti also happens to look a hell of a lot like Timothy Chalamet. That said, this is its own film, and it fits very firmly within Sorrentino's body of work, including his fascination with celebrities as characters, perennial actors he uses, like the great Tony Servillo, hapless men, as well as the requisite naked woman with perfect breasts, who manages to turn up in one form or another in all of his movies. Although Hand of God isn't that original and sometimes feels a bit contrived, it does have some very funny and a few honestly shocking scenes that should not be missed. I like this one a lot. Hand of God and Benedetta both open theatrically in Toronto this weekend at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Check your local listings. And Agnes starts next Friday at the Carlton Cinema in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.